WWEG, WWEG HD1 Myersville.
The lights have gone down, and it's time to rock.
Welcome to Ego Concert Classics, featuring live cuts from your favorite bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here's your host, Aaron Shaw, on 106.9 The Eagle.
Hey, it's Aaron Shaw, your host for Ego Concert Classics. Thanks for joining me this week. Tonight's theme is all about bands that come from Michigan. There are so many great bands that come from the Great Lakes State, but we're going to talk about three specific bands with some live sets. We got Grand Funk, Alice Cooper, and Bob Seger all coming up on the show tonight. From Flint, Michigan, we're going to kick things off with Grand Funk Railroad. The first song I'm going to play was actually a cover. It was originally recorded in 1967 by an R&B group called Soul Brothers 6. All the guys grew up listening to a station called WAMM. R&B, gospel, soul, that's what inspired them. And when they heard this song, they decided they wanted to do a cover. Here's Some Kind of Wonderful.
Can I get a witness?
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with The Locomotion, one of the songs you pretty much hear at every single wedding or party somehow. That song was a number one hit for them. They had a little help from Todd Rundgren. He was working on their Shining On album with them, and this one was another cover song, originally recorded by Little Ava in 1962. That version, also a number one hit. One of the guys came in singing the song, he had it stuck in his head, and they said as a joke, let's have Grand Funk Railroad do the song. Todd Rundgren loved the idea, put it together, and it's one of the biggest party songs around. The next song I'm going to play came off their E Pluribus Funk album. That album looks so cool. It was the one that was shaped like a coin, had the band on the front, and on the back had a picture of Shea Stadium. And they put that on there because Grand Funk beat the Beatles' Shea Stadium attendance record they sold out in just 72 hours. A huge accomplishment for them if they wanted to celebrate. Here's Foot Stompin' Music.
Yes!
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Grand Funk Railroad with We're an American Band. I'm playing bands that hail from the Great Lakes State. Lots of great bands out of Michigan. We're an American Band was Grand Funk's first number one hit, and the band has said a lot of the stuff in that song is actually true. A lot of it happened while they were on the road during the Phoenix tour. In fact, they explained the one line, "Up all night with Freddie King." I've got to tell you, poker's his thing. Well, Freddie King was the opening act, a great blues guitar player from Texas, and he would make his band members play poker with him every night after the show. He said they would sit in on some of the games, but with his band, he would pay them for the night, and then he'd go and win all the money back, so they were broke and had to keep playing for him. Can you imagine? The next live set, we've got another Michigan native. He hails from Detroit, and his real name is Vincent Damon Furnier, or you might know him as Alice Cooper. He was 23 when this song came out in 1971, but the song is called "I'm 18."
Place. Mom and Dad's got me drinking.
9 to Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Alice Cooper with Billion Dollar Babies. Here's something you might not have known. When that song was originally recorded, the background vocals were sung by none other than Donovan. When they interviewed Donovan, he said, "Here's this guy I just met." He played me the song and said, "Would you like to put a vocal on?" He said, "Okay, give me the chorus." He listened to the chorus and said, "Okay, I'll give it a go." And there he was, part of a number one hit. He said it was a lot of fun, and the best thing was nobody knew it was him for a long time. Alice Cooper is an amazing live act. If you haven't seen him before, it's almost part show, part concert with all the theatrics that he puts on. He's had his head cut off more times than anybody on stage, that's for sure. He's definitely one of my favorite acts to see live. And when you see him, you kind of get this idea of what you think he might be like. I got to meet him a few years ago, and it was a little intimidating. I was pretty nervous. But when I met him, he was one of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet. Sat down and talked with you, signed autographs for you. The best part was it didn't really feel rushed. He made sure to take the time to sit down and talk to every person, which is amazing. The last song I'm going to play in the Alice Cooper mini set was inspired by a warning said by the Bowery Boys in movies. They were featured in 48 movies that ran from 1946 to 58. They used to say, "School is out," meaning wise up. And I used to love to play the song on the very last day of school. Here's "School's Out."
Are you girls and boys making all that noise?
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Alice Cooper with Schools Out. This week's theme was Michigan bands, so I played some Grand Funk before Alice Cooper. And coming up in the next set, I've got a mini concert from none other than Bob Seger. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.